Hey, everybody, our final one for this Friday for spring idioms. It's not even really an idiom. It's just spring training. It's spring training. It's baseball. Spring training is now happening both in Florida and Arizona. It's my favorite sports. We're going to talk a little bit about spring training.
Pete's Points. It's time for Pete's Points.
You don't just start the Major League Baseball season. That's why in the NFL you have a preseason. And it's why in baseball you've got spring training. You've got to get people ready. You've got to stretch out those muscles. You've got to, you know, stretch out everything and practice again and get the right people in the right jobs and all that. That's what spring training is all about. That's why it's such an important part of the baseball season. Same thing could hold true with your employees. Again, maybe they've been working remotely. Now they're coming back to the office. Maybe there's new rules, regulations, and policies. Let's get some spring training going in our offices. What refresher courses do we need? What new laws and regulations have changed because of going from the Trump administration to the Biden administration? Let's not just throw people into this stuff. Let's get the people the training and development that they need to be successful in the workplace. So that was our spring idioms. Well, four idioms and just one baseball analogy. Spring in your step, hope springs eternal, spring chicken, one swallow does not make a spring, and of course our non-idiom, but the awesome part, spring training. Tomorrow we've got to pick up the roach, a Leadership by Psalms on Sunday, and then we'll do something else the week after. I can't wait. Thank you all for joining me on this journey. I appreciate you. Have a great, great Friday. Bye.